But it got less. I didn't have all of them. Well, this winter, while this is started, my son said, Mama, he kind of thought, you know, if I try to get some that I, something I like, well, he'd. So he found some with some little turnips on them and, mm-hmm. and nothing, but I must try to. So I went ahead and I got some pork to cook with them and pick them. And you know, they just like to kill me.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
and so I had had a friend, her mother had died, and she was 97 years old then. And when she passed on, and it hurt me so bad, and the doctor told me then not to cook and eat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked this young lady, she was, that her mother kept wet vegetables, you know, certain vegetables. And she said, the first thing she said, she said, and Ms. Hall said, turnips, she couldn't eat the turnips in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just shocked. I didn't know anybody couldn't eat them.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I didn't realize that either.
But he says sometimes there's a type of people that you get where you can't eat.
Mm-hmm. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Oh, that was just a shoe at our house. Let me too. Oh, ash. No, what'd you call them?
I don't know.
You break your ashes back and.
That's a lot of that can.
Yes, I know, but I.
And how did you all fix them when you had them at home? How did you fix them in the fire?
We had a servant, and that's what she did. We had the big fireplace in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and that big logs of wood on, and left that touch what you had to have, you know, good oak coals like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd break them out like that, get a clean place on the fireplace back there, and she'd make the pone and put it down there, and she'd put them, just put a little salt in, make the little pones in there.
Uh-huh. Well, did she? What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Well, I just call that good.
Okay.
I break up. It's not, no, you break up your bread in your soup.
No, ma'am, this is, no, I don't know exactly how this is made.
Well, now,
it has cornmeal in it, and it's soft, and you eat it with a spoon in from a bowl.
And you,
I'm not sure how it's made.
I'll put it right back.
Well, you break up your bread and eat it with a spoon?
No, ma'am. I don't think you make the bread first. I think you cook the cornmeal. Maybe sort of like you cook grits or something.
Oh, yes. I've done that, you know. Well, I think that would be, yes, I don't know, mush.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called kush?
Yeah, kush and mush, that's about the same kush. And you know, you can pour sweet milk on that. I've seen it done that way.
I imagine that's
put in the soup bowl, yes.
Well, when you fix it like that, is that what you do? Do you just boil it and just put it in boiling water?
You put it in, you cook, you know, make them up in the water and make them up and drop them in those boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have mush or cook, you just cook that kind of like you do grits.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You just stir
that's
it.
That's what I thought, but
you
I
put
wasn't
in
sure
the, put in hot water and just stir it like you do with a grits. And it gets as thick as you want it and put a little salt in it.
And then eat it with sweet milk?
Yeah, put it with sweet milk, just like you might want to eat with rice or grits.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour? Just the kind of bread that you buy at the store.
I just call it a loaf of bread.
Okay. Would you ever call that light bread or...